ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind me of myself that life is the name of a transaction. Life is the name of a transaction. Everything in life is a transaction. What is a transaction? A transaction is something in which you give something to get something. Right? Not necessarily money, but something. There is something that you have which you give, in exchange for which you get something from whoever you give it to. Now, if you take our lives and if you look at all that we do, we are engaged in a constant series of transactions. For most of us, most of those transactions are not conscious. They are mechanical, they are routine, they just happen. We don't consciously do those transactions. Just to give you an example, you came here today to the masjid to pray Salatul Fajr. So you gave up something, you gave up some sleep, you gave up some comfort, you spent some energy or fuel to get here. And as a result of this, you got something. Now, what is that thing you got for praying 2 rakat of salah in the masjid by jama'ah? What did you get? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said this about Salatul Asr, but the hadith relates to all the far salawat. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning of which is that if a person loses Salatul Asr, meaning that if he does not pray at all, he delays that prayer and so on until the time of the salah is over. If he loses Salatul Asr, he said that this is worse, not equal to, this is worse than losing his entire wealth and his entire family. If he loses that one fard salah, Salatul Asr, he said this is worse than losing his entire wealth and entire family. So by inference, this applies to all the fard salawat. So if a person loses Salatul Fajr, meaning that he or she sleeps through or does whatever they are doing through the time for Salatul Fajr until the time is over, and they have not prayed. And they did not pray not because of any reason out of their control. They did not pray even though they could have prayed. That the meaning of losing is that. It's not that you were unconscious or something, no, deliberately for whatever reason. So alhamdulillah, you came and you prayed Salatul Fajr in the masjid, so you did not lose this. So the opposite of that is that you gained the worth of your entire family and your entire wealth. And then you gain 27 times that because you came and prayed the salah in the masjid by jama'ah. That is 27 times the reward. You could have still got the reward if you prayed at home. But in the masjid, and for the men it is obligatory as well. So 27 times the reward. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you knew the value of going to the masjid and praying, especially the prayers of the night, which is Maghrib, Isha and Fajr, which are in the dark, applies again to all the salat, all the fard salawat, but especially these night. He said, if you knew the reward of this, you would go to the masjid even if you had to crawl. Even if you had to crawl and go to the masjid. I'm just saying this one thing that you did today, and bismillah ta'ala, we did this with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One transaction. You did something. So what did we do? As I said, we gave up some sleep and to whatever extent, some exertion. The reward we got for this is this. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you knew the reward for calling the adhan, May Allah bless you, that goes to you. And standing in the first saf, Alhamdulillah, in our masjid, everyone gets the first saf. He said, if you knew the reward of this, then he said, you would draw lots for it if you had to do that. You would compete with each other and say, no, today is my turn. I want to call the adhan. Today is my turn. The reason I'm saying this is that if we understand this, that life is a transaction. I'm giving you an example only of the Salatul Fajr. But I submit to you, if you would like to do this analysis for yourself and think about all your transactions in your life, your interactions in business, your interactions in the family, your interactions in society. We live in different spheres in our lives, different kinds of spheres of influence. We have our social circles, we have our official business related circles, we have family and so on and so forth. If we analyze our interactions in all of these and ask this one simple question. Now the question is, what did I give and what did I get? What did I give and what did I get? And the way to understand that is, look at a regular commercial transaction. I mean, if you go to buy something, that's what you're doing. I mean, in a commercial transaction, all of them, you do that consciously. Right? You do that consciously. You go there and say, okay, well, I want this shirt. How much is it? You don't say, just give me the shirt, I don't care. No, you can afford it, obviously. Even if you say, I don't care, you can still afford it. But you still do some effort. And say, how much is the shirt? Oh, this much, okay. So you make a conscious decision, yes, I want to buy this shirt. If you can bargain, you bargain. If you can't bargain, you still buy it, but you have that's a conscious decision. Yes, okay, this shirt is worth $10 or whatever it was. And you say that, okay, I want this shirt. Now take the same thing and apply it. What is my transaction in my life? And what did I get for this transaction? So what did I spend and what did I get? So if I can submit to you, if you can do that as an analysis, sit down with a piece of paper. Actually, sit down with a piece of paper. I tell people when I teach all this stuff in my different kinds of leadership workshops. So I tell them, sit down, think of yesterday, which is the easiest to recall, supposedly, it's one day earlier. Analyze yesterday, keep a sheet of paper and say, starting from the morning, what did I do, what did I get? Draw a line down the center of the page. What did I do, what did I get? Or what did I spend, what did I get? Whichever way you want to say it. And then at the end of that, once you have finished all your transactions for the day, however many sheets of paper that takes to fill, then do an analysis and say, was my day worth it? Yesterday, was it a day worth it? So what I spent and what I received, was it worth it? The reason I'm saying this is because a day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us exactly the same question. It's a transactional question. What did you do with the life that I gave you? What did you do with the time that I gave you? And people say time is money. The other day somebody sent me one of those WhatsApp, things. It says time is not money because you know how much money you have, but you don't know how much time you have. That's a nice one, huh? He said time is not money because you know how much money you have, but you don't know how much time you have. I thought it's a good wake-up call. We don't know how much time we have. So the point is that if we can do this analysis, these are the questions of the Day of Judgment. Allah will ask you this question, and He'll ask me this question: what did you do with what I gave you? Which means that what did you spend and what did you get? What did you do with the time I gave you? What did you do with the energy and life and youth I gave you? What did you do with the knowledge that I gave you? So I remind myself and you, let us do this. Take a sheet of paper, draw a line down the center, on the left side, what did I spend or what did I do? And on the right side, what did I earn or what did I get? Think of yesterday. Think of every single thing you did from the morning, from the time you woke up to the time you went to bed. Every single thing, and say, what did I do and what did I get? Final example, this applies also to things which are not necessarily initiated by you. For example, you meet somebody and somebody talks to you in a certain way. And then you choose your response. Like, so for example, if somebody screams at you for whatever reason, and you decide not to scream back. And that's a transaction again. Somebody gave you something and you did not scream back at him, so you kept quiet. You did not respond in kind. And what did you get? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person does not respond in anger to someone who angered him for whatever reason, he said, I will guarantee him a palace in the middle of Jannah. The meaning of the hadith. Just that, controlling your anger and not screaming back at somebody who screamed at you, tried to insult you, whatever the case might be. So think of all the transactions. What did I do and what did I get? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives consciously and not unconsciously, to live our lives thoughtfully and not without thought, and to live our lives and to maximize our time and resources in such a way that inshallah when we meet him, Jalla Jalaluhu, that day will be the best day of our lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.